بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلمين محمد الله جوني بيجيني appreciate means to use it in a correct way. It's merely to say Alhamdulillah, not everything, but use the ni'mat of Allah, whatever He gives you, to use it in a correct way. And that is what we call appreciation. Few things you must appreciate before He gives you. One is the youth before you reach old age. Your youth before you reach old age. Allah has given you this youth for a purpose. Use it in the correct way. Do not waste this youth of yours in the way of Allah Ta'ala. You can become whatever you want to. But you must remember you are a Muslim. The youth has to appreciate Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat that this youth of yours. Use it in the correct way. From the early age of the namaz, the ni'mat Allah Ta'ala gave him, all of you appreciate all that. Now certain people think this month that now I'm still very young, let me do whatever wrongs I can do. I can do all the wrong things and I reach old age, I'll do it. It never happens. But once you become old, you do not have the strength to do those things. Allah has given this young age to have the best strength to keep the fast, to make ibadah, to have the strength of keeping away from sins. When a person commits sins during his young age all the time, and he expects that when he becomes old, he leaves that age of sins, it will never happen. The person got a habit of bad eyes, looking at bad things, all the wrong things, and if he begins to think this much, when I become old, I'll forget it, it can never happen. You can shift the mountain, you cannot shift the habit. The person got a bad habit of taking drugs, and you see, when I become old and leave it, it never happens. All those vices and sins that you begin to commit when you are young, because no one commits sin when you're old. So your youth is not appreciated. You use it in the wrong places, the wrong. So when the time comes for you to do good deeds, when you not appreciate those times, you become old, what you're going to do? He was a person who was very old, but he had very bad habits. His eyes would look at women all the time, all the wrong things. So one day when he became old, he said he would go to Madinah to Munawwara, and that's where he'd come right. But when he went to Madinah to Munawwara, that's where with all the beautiful ladies are there from all part of the world, every kind of beauty are there. So when he was here, he was seeing all the wrong beauty, and go right there. The day also he was doing all the wrong things. So just imagine in South Africa or India, wherever he was, there he was committing the sin, and the sin in Manila would be there. So appreciate your youth before you reach old age. Don't think I'll give namaz when I become old. Don't think I'll give fast when I become old. Don't think I'll do good deeds when I become old. When you become old, you know nothing will happen to you. You won't do anything at all. So this appreciation, that's why they say, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that under the arsh of Allah, there are seven types of people. One is that youth, who has the means of committing all the wrongs, but yet he keeps away from all the wrongs to keep Allah happy. And that person did the arsh of Allah, because why? He knew he got the strength to do the wrong things. He got the means to do the wrong things. But he does not do any wrong because of fear of Allah. He knows that he'll face Allah Ta'ala one day. But he begins to appreciate his youth of his. And under the shade of Allah, that person will get that position. The one is that. Second is appreciates health before sickness. One thing among the sickness is come later that. A man is 50 years really well. He may not appreciate the 50 years. The next moment, with all his enjoyment, he got sick. The moment he gets sick, he forgot his good. Happiness goes away. A man is so well and so good and healthy, and all of a sudden the doctor tells you got cancer. What happens to him? Now all his good deed, all his happiness is gone, his joy is gone. So you appreciate your health in doing the right things. Use your health in the correct way. Unfortunately, we do not use our health in the correct way. You are supposed to eat the right things. You are supposed to eat how much you have to eat, that much you eat, not more than that. There is certain thing in exercise Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us. Which Nabi Karim should do, the Sahaba should do too. We do not even do exercise. We don't look after our body at all. So say, appreciate your health before you get sick. Once you get sick, thereafter, my dear friend, it becomes like you, then you become a dead person after. There's no one, no happiness at all. You look at his face, you find he's not happy at all. There's no joy at all. Because he doesn't appreciate his health. We want to eat everything everywhere. He wants to overeat too. He's enjoying the eating all the time. But does not mean that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to your body has three parts in the body. One is for the water, one is for wind, and one for food. So eat that much, that keeps you away from all kinds of sickness. So when sickness comes and people tell you, why are you doing this? Do not eat like this. Eat, control your eating. Don't eat this, don't eat that. But you won't become a big mortar, you see. You want to eat everything. Okay, eat everything and thereafter what happens? You do not look after your health. You understand? In the time of Sahaba Ikram, it so happened that there was a doctor who came there. And not one patient is getting. What's wrong here? What's happening here? He came there to open a surgery, but not one patient. What happened? Then he got into the history of the people, says they should be very careful what they eat and when they eat. Now we eat when we are not hungry. So we eat and we die overeating. And other places they don't eat, they die over hunger. So we don't appreciate that we eat that much which we're supposed to eat, and we eat that much we're supposed to eat and make ibadat also. When a person overeats, he cannot make ibadat also properly. You become lazy. You have to put ibadah and you can't give it out. So the second thing is appreciate your health before sickness. When the sickness comes in, they remind you of the incident. In Jannah, when the Tabi'at enjoying the things so much in this world, so much enjoying in this world, he so much enjoying this world, we see them enjoying happiness all the time. But the moment they enter to Jahannam, that punishment is so severe they forgot all that will be in the world. No happiness at all. And we, if whatever sickness Allah is giving us, whatever difficulty we're going through, if we're going through those sickness, Allah Ta'ala is a reason for it too. Allah Ta'ala will not want to punish us. So you will forgive our sins. You know, raise our status. Sometimes man gets in namaz only, he keeps away from sins, he does not do any extra ibadah. Allah Ta'ala says, look how much is keeping away from sins, but not any extra ibadah. So let me put him in some kind of sickness, that in the sickness he becomes to make sabr, he has patience. And through that patience, Allah elevates him and forgives his sin and raises him. So when that person will go to Jannah, the moment he enters the Jannah, the joy of Jannah is so something else that he forget all the sickness he went in this world. So just imagine Allah must give up from those people when you go to Jannah without reckoning Allah must take up. The second is this month that appreciate your health before sickness. Third is this month, appreciate your wealth before poverty. Appreciate your wealth before poverty. That I'll discuss tomorrow. Whatever I said, Allah can have a month coming before fitness. Alhamdulillah. Allah, 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 Allah ಒಬ್ಬನ ಅಜ್ಞಾತನ ಅನ್ನುವನ ಒಪ್ಪಿಲ್ಲನ ಉನ್ನ ಕಾಲ ಅಮಾವಾಸ್ಯನ ಅಭಿವತನ ವಾಗಿಂತ ತಿಳಿಸುತ್ತೇನೆ. ಅದಾಗಿ ಅವರು ಅದಾಗಿ ಅಂತ ಪ್ರತಿಭಾವಿಸಿ is not according to expectation. We are so weak. But we have so much hope that we put in us. One of the open sins. Whatever sins we know, we do not know. We live in a quiet and in the open one line, not disgrace, not disgrace when they are there. One of the mantra from Madame Mantra, the Bhakta Dhamma. Yana Ekseto Ipa. Wala Ekseto. Wala Mantra was shortcomings in one of the universe. Wala. Let this world be there. Even cover a moon, no one now when you leave this world, when you leave the Lehman Gaya and Muhammad. Sallallahu Ta'ala, Sayyidina Muhammad, the Rahmat of Allah.